Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 242. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We're middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Have a great night.
Yeah.
Having a good time, yeah.
Ditto.
Is it a requirement at this point that we have a good time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. It's in our contract, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Todd took a page out of my book.
Did the ditto. No, it's been a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had a good guest chat for the full, so when that drops, the creepies will enjoy that and have a little local flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we talked about it during our full, but we've had we had a spot of good weather yesterday. It was
It's
61, sunny,
mm-hmm.
felt amazing. And then today was sunny, but it was a little chilly. But
yeah.
I'm like, man, I'll take these days. The snow is melting.
I did have to scrape off ice on my car this morning at 9.
I had
8:45, and I was
pretty
like,
deep freeze. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't expect that because the day before I get up and it's just wet, you know, but
yeah,
it's all right. It was still better than 9 or 10, you know, 2.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I'll take that. So, but no.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, let's get right to it. Sean.
Yes.
Tell our creepies what we're talking about for this episode, please.
Well, this is going to be Nate's pick, and it is on King's Arm Tavern. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yeah. King's Arm Tavern.
Never heard of this.
I hadn't either.
Nope. Nate hadn't either. The King's Arm Tavern in Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia, which is very haunted, right, is widely regarded as one of the most haunted locations in the state. We know, right?
Sure.
Blending rich colonial history with enduring ghostly legends.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right.
I go on the tavern. No.
Yeah. It's old.
It's old, and it was more or less a hotsy-totsy place.
Hotsy-totsy. I don't think we've ever said that before.
It was a prestigious dining establishment where only the gentry could afford to dine in the 18th century.
I.e. hotsy-totsy.
Yep. So it hosted governors, burgesses, and wealthy planters.
Interesting. Yeah. I have here, it says on February 6th, 1772, a woman named Jane Vobe opened a tavern on East Duke of Gloucester Street. It indeed became one of the liveliest places in Williamsburg. As you said, kind of Nate, genteel colonists would gather there to enjoy live music, friendly service, and of course, good food. And today, the King's Arms Tavern operates just as it did nearly 2.5 centuries ago. So it's been around a while. Entertaining.
Yeah, apparently, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, and George Washington all dined at the tavern.
Wow.
Some say their spirits occasionally return for meals that they can no longer taste, but seemingly enjoy it.
Nice.
Those are some of the lesser known historical figures, right?
Yeah.
Barely heard of those guys.
Yeah, I'd like to go to this place.
Oh, yeah.
They says tourists can still enjoy chop house classics in a very elegant setting at this historic Williamsburg Tavern. The menu items include whiskey brine pork chops. I'm always good for pork chops. And hand-cut beef fillets, taking inspiration from the hearty meals of colonial times. Says one of the tavern's specialties is its hunter's game pie. A savory mix of venison, rabbit, duck, bacon, lardoons, and aromatic vegetables baked under a flaky pastry crust. Nice.
Lardoon sounds like something out of a cartoon.
Says they dress up in colonial gear, too.
Nice.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
So yeah, Jane, she died in the building,
Oh.
1786.
So that's 14 years later.
So
Wow.
yeah, her spirit never left, continuing to oversee service with the same exact standards she demanded in life.
Oh.
Wow.
Or Jane.
There, did you guys hear about the woman named Irma?
Go ahead and tell us about Irma.
Did you
I
oh,
saw
did
that,
you have
but
that queued up? It says a woman named Irma, who evidently worked and died at the tavern, is the restaurant's famous resident spirit. Some say that she was one of the first live-in managers at the restaurant. She was killed when a bad fire caused by a dropped candle ravaged the building. Thus, whenever a candle mysteriously goes out on its own at King's Arms Tavern, people assume that it's Irma. Others insist that she was actually an employee of the Colonial Williamsburg who died of a heart attack in one of the tavern's upstairs rooms.
Wow. So you got Jane and Irma.
In 1778, two young gentlemen fought a duel over a woman who dined at the King's Arms. The loser died in the tavern's parlor, his blood staining floorboards that refused to stay clean. His spirit remains forever waiting for the love who never returned.
Oh, wow. One of those stories.
One of those.
I've got here. There was a African American woman who was loved by the staff. Her name was Erna Gendrell. I get Gendrell or Gendrell. Says each day when the servers, hosts, and barkeeps came into work, they would all wish her a good morning. Then, as they parted ways for the evening, they would wish her a good night. Before you know it, this became tradition, and it lasted for a long while. One unfortunate January evening, though, Miss Erna Gendrell laid herself down for a good night's sleep and never woke again. Says the staff were devastated. A great light in the world had suddenly gone out. The memories of her would be cherished. Erna was buried in a nearby Cedar Grove cemetery, gone to those left behind but not forgotten. Says the tradition of saying good morning and good night to this beloved manager had now come to an end. Erna's old apartment was converted to a dining room eventually, and life carried on. But a few months after her passing, the staff at King's Arms Tavern began to sense that Erna could still very well be around. Odd cold spots would appear randomly throughout the tavern. Doors would sometimes open and close on their own. Windows left open to provide air circulation would be closed and latched by themselves. Various staff made claims of being watched by someone unseen. On one or on the rare occasion, Erna's lilac perfume could be smelled up or smelled in up room. Let's see, this is written weird. On the rare occasion, Erna's lilac perfume could be smelled in up room, her former apartment. From that point on, they decided they should go back to the tradition of wishing a good morning and a good night to their former beloved assistant manager. It was almost from the moment they started it back up that the ghostly activity stopped. Says, do they still carry on this tradition at King's Arms Tavern? That remains to be seen. The lips of the staff are sealed. All we know is this: the King's Arms Tavern is a haunted or is a house known for its spirits, and in more ways than one. So it's
Ooh.
kind of interesting story.
I like what they did there.
Yeah, I like what they did too.
Yeah, a little more on the duelist. A young man in bloodstained colonial attire haunts the parlor, eternally dying from his duel wounds.
Ooh.
He appears at sunset, the time of his death, clutching his chest and calling for someone named Catherine. Guests report feeling overwhelming sadness in his presence.
Oh,
weird.
wow. I like this place already.
Oh,
Oh
yeah.
my gosh, yeah. It's cool. The pictures are pretty neat too. I got a cool thing. It says King's Arm Tavern is also steeped in rich history. One of the nation's first ordained black ministers used to work there. Mentioned in records as Gowan Pamphlet, this brave man was among a small collective of slaves and free black people who founded the First Baptist Church of Williamsburg in 1776. At first, the group had to meet secretly in the woods in order to avoid arousing their master's suspicions. They were later given use of a carriage house on Nassau Street by a man who was very moved by their powerful hymns and stirring prayers. After leaving his humble job at King's Arms Tavern, Gowan Pamphlet eventually became a pastor at the First Baptist Church. He was freed from slavery in 1793.
Wow.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah. I agree. Did you see about the Phantom Diners? It says full dinner parties manifest after closing with transparent figures and powdered wigs dining on invisible meals. Staff arriving early report finding chairs moved into conversation circles and the lingering smell of colonial delicacies no longer served. So that's kind of cool.
Wow.
How would you like to walk into that? See a bunch of chairs in a circle and
Hey, how's it going?
having a good old time, having a ain't just hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Jane Vobe is seen wearing period dress, checking table settings, and supervising invisible staff. Diners report feeling scrutinized. Place settings mysteriously correcting themselves. And hearing a woman's voice say, "That's not proper."
Whoa,
She's
hoity-toity, right?
she's particularly active when modern service falls below her colonial standards.
Ooh. I wonder
Boss
if they tip
lady.
back then. Think
Yeah.
there's tips? Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah,
They
we
said
need.
some basic things that you see were hearing footsteps down bare corridors, doors opening and closing, and the feeling of eyes following you, apparently judging you too.
Yeah.
Oh, they have time slips there too.
Oh.
Oh.
During certain atmospheric conditions, the entire tavern shifts temporarily. Modern diners report briefly seeing the room as it was in 1775.
Wow.
Different decorations, candles instead of electric lights, and fellow diners in colonial attire who vanish when directly observed.
This place has a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And good food. And
Yeah.
good food. I'm taking the food too. I'll take the food and spirits. Hey, you had me at food.
Yeah.
They're talking about that black minister Gowan. The pamphlet says when he obviously worked there, like we said, but witnesses report softly sung spirituals in empty rooms and sightings of a flamboyant black man with a reassuring smile believed to offer comfort and inspiration. And it says additional paranormal activity includes apparitions in colonial attire, phantom shoves at the top of the stairs, and invisible dining parties with transparent figures dining in period dress. Some guests claim their food tastes suddenly more authentic and wine glasses refill on their own. Now that's a pretty cool trick.
Wow, that is.
I'll take some more wine. Thank you, Ghost.
Yeah, I'm seeing something about the wine being refilled too, and
That's cool.
they suggest just nod politely.
Exactly.
There
Look, 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 look.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ding. That's worth a tip.
Let's see here. I've got according to Dark Oxfordshire. The KA boasts an even more eerie reputation. There are some who claim to have heard a pair of phantom Oxford dons at the bar heatedly bickering in eight. Oh, there goes the lights. In ancient Greek, no less, over the quality of the port wine. The Haunted Hub adds the patrons have reported the spirit of a former musician playing piano at odd hours in an otherwise empty room. Says, and if you're still unconvinced of the pub's spectral credentials, the deputy manager of the King's Arms told Cherwell that a ghost finder once detected an entire ethereal family loitering there, having perished in a fire which consumed their upstairs lodgings. The noise of the youngest daughter, Amelia or Emily, I don't know, running and playing can still be detected. So,
Jeez.
yeah, it's got a lot of hauntings here.
Did you guys mention the revolutionary gatherings? Did you say anything about that?
I just said about like the staff will come in and see like chairs moved around and
Well, this
Like
says
fan of diners, but I don't know if that's what.
revolutionary gatherings. Before the revolution, the King's Arms hosted secret meetings where Virginia's leaders planned independence. Several conspirators were later executed for treason, their ghosts returning to the last place they felt safe. These phantom patriots still debate liberty, unaware their revolution succeeded. That's pretty cool. And creepy.
Yeah. Yep. What else we got on King's Arms?
This says plates move on their own, silverware rearranges itself into proper settings, and napkins fold themselves. Some diners report their food tasting better or different than expected. Modern dishes suddenly having colonial flavors, and like we were talking about earlier, wine glasses filling mysteriously by themselves. It says, though charged customers insist they didn't order more. That's wild.
Yeah, this says, so next time you visit the King's Arms, listen out for the faint clinking of piano keys and muffled scholarly debate. Host a drink to your fellow patrons and loosen your guard before even the resident ghosts decide they would prefer more authentic company.
That's
That's funny.
pretty wild.
Several sightings of a flamboyant black man with a reassuring smile. Witnesses assert that his appearance induces calmness rather than fear.
That's that black minister, yeah, Gowan pamphlet. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I like this place. It's got
I do too. So we're going there.
good pick. Oh yeah. Well, put on the
Heck
list.
yeah.
Where is it again? Williamsburg? See where it's at. Williamsburg,
It's in
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yep. Let's see.
10 hours, 10 and a half hours. Woo.
What do you? Oh, you're. Yep, 10 and a half.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's out there. It's a full day's drive.
Yeah, it is. That's okay. We'll still put on the list. Anything else on the King's Arms?
No, I think we hit all the highlights.
So it's got good food, got ghosts, it's got history.
Oh yeah.
So
The wine glasses refill themselves.
I'm not so much on wine, but that's kind of a cool trick though. I'd like to see it being done. Yeah. Maybe I can get me a
Diet Coke
Diet
refilling
Coke.
there. Not
No, I
Coke.
don't drink Diet
Tea.
Coke.
Sweet tea. Sweet tea.
That or cherry Coke. You know my
Cherry
cherry
Coke,
Coke.
that's what I meant. That's what it was. I was like, that's not
Or
right.
a dirty soda
There you go.
like I had at
Yeah.
Pour
Oh,
the
the cream
Drop.
soda,
That was good. Well, Nate, if we're all done with King's Arms, it's your turn to get us out of here.
well, quit twisting my arms. That's a wrap.
Oh man.
You're the
He's oh wow, that
king, baby. Yeah.
you too, I tell you. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged Mini 242 and our discussion on the King's Arms Tavern. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.